With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. As world markets attempt a slow recovery from coronavirus impacts, apple growers from our state are making the best of a bad situation. Washington Apple Commission's Tony Lynn Adams says while export apple sales are down, domestic sales have been good. Not enough to make up the difference from the export losses, but still good.
You know, I have referred back to a 2012 economic impact study conducted on the Washington apple industry, and it refers to, you know, for every 5 million boxes that can't go to export markets or that don't go to export markets, increases the pressure on the domestic market, and it equates about an income loss to growers of about $55 million.
So the overall impact, Adam says?
So, you know, there are economic impacts to the slowdown of exports, and a lift of 6% in the domestic market doesn't quite, you know, balance out that drop of 18% in our international markets.
But given all we've been through, Adam says, so far, so good.
Well, fruit is still moving, and we're still shipping apples consistently every week. And there is showing signs of recovery and you know, an uptick of movement from week to week.
As for any kind of surplus, Adam says, it's not a huge amount because they're geared to providing apples year-round, and fruit shipments have been moving along steadily.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.